Government Operations and Elections Committee will come to order. We do have a quorum. Representative O'Driscoll, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
I did, Madam Chair. I move approval of both the sets of minutes from the May 12th meeting and the May 16th meeting.
Representative O'Driscoll moves the minutes for Thursday, May 12th and Monday, May 16th. Any corrections, changes? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. We only have one order of business today, the confirmation of two appointments to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board, Deanna Weiner and Andrew Luger. And maybe Mr. Goldsmith could start us off here.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. My name is Gary Goldsmith. I'm the Executive Director of the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. And with his apologies to the committee and the chair, I'm standing in for Mr. Luger this morning. Because this meeting was scheduled just recently and Mr. Luger already had a conflict that he couldn't resolve, and that is he is at this very moment teaching a continuing legal education class. So if he had been here, they wouldn't have a teacher. However, I did want to make his presentation. He was appointed by Governor Dayton in March 2011 to fill a position requiring a member who does not support the Republican Party. He self-identifies as a Democrat. He is a former federal prosecutor here in the Twin Cities and also in New York, focusing on white-collar criminal matters. He's currently at the Minneapolis law firm of Green Espel, where he practices in business litigation and white-collar criminal defense. I told Mr. Luger that one of the questions that committee members often ask is, why do you want to serve on the board? And he did provide me a very short statement, which I'd like to read to you. As some of you may know, he actually ran for Hennepin County attorney against Mike Freeman and did not prevail. Mr. Luger says, I ran for office in 2006, and I learned a great deal about the campaign finance system, its complexities, and its importance. I understand that people make honest mistakes in how they fill out forms and handle their finances, and I understand that some simply do not want to follow the rules and regulations. I'm interested in working with other board members and the staff in sorting out the former from the latter. At the same time, I look forward to providing my insights into how we can improve the system, make it more efficient, and provide the best service we can to the community of candidates and other interested parties. Thank you.
Very good. Does anyone have any questions regarding Andrew Luger for Mr. Goldsmith? Okay. I will move the confirmation of the appointment of Andrew Luger to the Campaign Finance and Disclosure Board. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. And welcome back to the legislature. If you could, of course, identify yourself for the record, and then we'll go on to your confirmation.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Deanna Weiner. I'm former state senator, and Governor Dayton had asked if I would serve in the former legislator position on the campaign finance board. Former Representative Hilda Betterman is the Republican person on that board as well. And so I'm filling the spot of former Representative Milbert. And thank you for your time today and welcome your questions.
Does anyone have any questions for former Senator Weiner? Okay, seeing no questions, I will move the confirmation of the appointment of Deanna Weiner to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
This may or may not be the last meeting of the year, depending on where the stadium proposal falls. I understand they're still in negotiations, but on behalf of the committee, I would like to say thank you very much to all the hardworking staff, including Mark Shepard and Deb Dyson, who aren't here, and Matt Gehring does elections for us, as well as Drew Smith, a Democrat researcher, Margaret Martine, Republican research, Rory Coe, our wonderful committee administrator, Ryan Hamilton, our committee legislative assistants, and of course our wonderful pages, Luke Ledbetter and Lauren Vasseri. Did I say that right? Yeah. So thank you. If maybe we should all give them a round of applause for all the we all know that it takes a lot of work to put committees together, and the staff does far more work than the legislators. So on on behalf of us, thank you all for the hard work you do. And with that, Representative Winkler?
Madam Chair, I'd just like to thank you for running the committee this year in a very open and fair way. It's actually one of the nicest or best committee environments I've been on this year. And from last term, two terms, and this is a very contentious committee, it has shifted, and while there are contentious issues that came forward, I think that by and large, this was run in a very open and fair way, and I certainly would compliment Mr. Koch, Mr. Messrs. Koch and Hamilton for that as well. And just thank you for a well-run committee.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Representative Scalzi.
And I would thank you, Ms. Chair, and I would like to echo that. We were elected at the same time with Representative Simon, and it's been a real enjoyable experience having you be the committee chair, and I think you have done a remarkable job, and I appreciate all the work that you've done and the fairness that you've handled the committee.
Thank you. That means so much. Thank you, Representative Green.
I'd like to chime in.
Are you going to get in trouble?
We're going to be really sad in 2013 when you don't have a gavel anymore.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair, Representative, did I come to the right committee meeting this morning?
I was going to say the Republicans better start chiming in or they'll take my gavel away.
I just wanted to add, as a freshman in the minority, you know, I'm learning a ton this year and looking at kind of people's styles and so on, and I've really enjoyed this committee and feel as though you are somebody I look forward to emulating.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Well, can you make her cry?
I know. One more announcement before we go. We have a delegation from Tajikistan hosted by the League of Women Voters. Welcome to our committee. And with that, I think we're done for the time being. So but check your email. You never know. Meeting adjourned.
There we go. Oh, it's